Once the people of God have heard the word of God in the biblical readings, we stand up and we recite the creed together. And this is our way of saying, yes, we believe the word that we have heard. We put our trust in the God who has spoken to us. Now, there are two creeds that we use. One is the Creed of the Council of Nicaea, which happened in 325 AD. So they're very old words. The other one is the Apostles' Creed, we call it, but it's the baptismal creed used in the Church of Rome in the early centuries. They're both similar in the sense that they say, we believe in God, Father, Son, and Spirit. So we're saying yes again to the Trinity, to the communion of God here and now, the God who has called us into his own life, who speaks to our heart, that we say yes to that God in words that are very old, but which are always new. Some of the words are strange. We say, for instance, in the Council of Nicaea's Creed, that Jesus is consubstantial with the Father. Very strange word. It just means that he is united perfectly to the Father. And to say something so unusual, we need an unusual word. In the Apostles' Creed, we say something strange too, where we say Jesus descended into the realm of the dead. We say descended into hell, which sounds strange to our ears. But what it means is he goes into the dark world of the dead and floods that world with the light of Easter. So some of the language is strange, but at its heart, the creed, whatever its form, is the same in every age and every place. It's God's people saying yes to the God who speaks and yes to the word that we've heard here and now.